brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
We are the Morning Animals and Zynga Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick and Kerry Murdoch on this Thursday, January 13th.
All right, Phil, come on. Drop it like it's hot.
By the way, I'm giving The Eternals two thumbs up. I saw it on Disney Plus yesterday. Very good.
I think I've asked you this five times. What again is that?
The Eternals. It's a Marvel movie.
Now, yeah, are The Eternals, right. Is that a comic book group that goes back a really long time?
They go back thousands of years.
No, I'm talking about as far as people being able to read the comic
book. Oh, yes, yes,
I mean,
yes.
Who gave you his answer, Spinozzi?
I appreciate you giving me as far as their
they're eternal.
Their background schedule. I mean, their background story.
Phil really does live in that world,
thank
Spinozzi.
You. He lives in the Marvel universe.
I mean, we're
he
talking does. Ancient Mesopotamia.
So I'm just talking about in the timeline of Marvel comic book releases.
Jesus was handing those pamphlets out to
somewhere
everybody.
In there, I think. Oh. I got
to
look it up. The Eternals were not a comic book that I read. But it was a good movie. It got bad reviews, but I didn't think it wasn't awful.
Have you seen the Boba Fett series at
yes.
all? And
I like it too.
Is it as good as The Mandalorian?
Not at first. Okay. It takes a while. It's a slow start, man.
All right.
Who is Boba Fett?
Boba Fett is the guy who ends up getting swallowed by the Sarlacc.
Okay, you don't need to get deep into it.
What's his gig?
He's a bounty hunter.
Okay,
he's a bounty hunter in Star Wars. You don't need to get into Sarlaccs and all that.
Was he a big deal like in the early Star Wars movies?
You know, he was in Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
And then he gets killed in the beginning, or so you think, in mm-hmm. Return of the Jedi when he gets thrown into the Sarlacc pit.
Uh-huh.
And
spoiler, he's alive.
Well,
now,
the Book of Boba
20
Fett.
Years later. So 30, 40 years later.
Here's the deal.
Say.
He lived, okay?
I didn't know if they were going back before
and now,
he was eaten by the Sarlacc.
And now he's running a Jabba the Hutt's old gig.
How did he get out of it? How did he get out of that Sarlacc thing?
He
don't tell me.
Oh, I forgot. Curtis may watch this.
Spinozzi's trying to get you to
how does anybody get out of
everything.
A Sarlacc pit? Spinozzi,
I mean,
think about
if
it.
If I've heard that a million times.
Holy Boba Fett.
That is so Boba Fett.
So, totally. Classic Boba Fett.
It is classic
Boba Fett. He's a...
If you know, you know, right?
Yeah,
right.
Man.
Hey,
hello.
Along with Boba Fett and all that kind of stuff you want to watch on TV in the Thunder, early game, 6:30. How about Golden State, Milwaukee? I'll take that on TNT.
The NBA, if you told the NBA right now that would be the finals matchup, they would say, I'll take it. Like,
yeah.
You just pick your finals matchup. Now, they would love to see the Nets and the Warriors ultimately. That would be the number one matchup,
yeah,
right?
New York and California audiences.
Durant and Harden, the Stars. Yeah. The whole thing. They would love. It would be the ideal matchup. But if you said, hey, right now we can guarantee you a Warriors-Bucks finals, the NBA would say, sign me up for those ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we kind of brought this up a little bit yesterday. I was reading a lot more about the Clippers and their maybe willingness to – it's hard to say blow it up because they're still not trading Kawhi Leonard or Paul George. But for this year only, if they know Paul George is not going to come back and they're kind of iffy on whether Kawhi Leonard's going to come back and they think, well, for at least the next month – we're not going to have those guys. We may lose because they're getting ready to go on a long road trip. We may lose quite a bit and fall into the lottery, meaning we're not going to be in the playoffs. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, just blow it up and get a good lottery pick. Well, they can't do that because the Thunder own their pick.
You love that idea from a Thunder standpoint.
Yes. But so the reasoning then is for them, save money, save money,
yeah.
save money.
It's like every dollar they're currently paying on the roster, they're paying $4 for every one. This is a story about Serge Ibaka coming here, and for his $9 million salary, they'd save about $40 million in penalties. So, look for them to do that, probably.
And if Serge Ibaka comes here, he won't play a minute here.
Give him one game. One game.
They will use him for his salary, get a pick or something in return, and then cut him and let him go fly like a free bird.
He's only 32 years old, man.
I'm just going to tell you right now. Serge Ibaka will be playing for the Nets by the time the playoffs come. He'll get traded here.
No
he'll
kidding.
Get bought out. They'll sign with Kevin Durant and Serge Ibaka.
That whole Thunder team will be in Brooklyn, yes.
Yes. Yes.
They're going to get Jeff Green somehow.
Well, that wraps
it
up for us.
They had him last year, yeah.
I got to go home and watch Peacemaker.
Reggie Jackson will then also be bought out and get locked in with the Nets.
Gonna bring back Kevin Martin.
Hell, the Lakers might buy out Russell at this point. He's not playing well.
That wraps it up for us. We are the Morning Animals. We'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, starting at 5 a.m., whether you like it or not. In the meantime, enjoy what's left of your life.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.